Suicide prevention is the focus of a special community walk taking place at Eastern Michigan University. This is Lisa Berry, and leading that walk is local 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Congresswoman, and tell us why you think this event is so important to the community.
I'm really proud and honored to walk with the students and other members of the community at Eastern Michigan University as they participate in their Out of the Darkness community walk. It's critical that we have conversations about people having dark feelings, about people contemplating, and then what the impact is of suicide, and the mental health issues that people have. For too long in this country, we've had stigma connected to people telling people how they feel, if they're down, if they're feeling hopeless. These are tough issues, but we've got to talk about it, and we've got to be there to support people, let them know that there's a helping hand for them and that there are so many more options than taking your life.
So as I understand it, this walk is about prevention. What can that mean to people? What do you focus on for suicide prevention?
You know, suicide's the 10th leading cause of death in America, and people don't know that. And it's the leading cause of death among adolescents, a second only to accidental death. So everybody of all ages can get that hopelessness, that sense of despair. So by coming together to raise awareness that what you're feeling is, it's okay to talk about it. What you're feeling, many other people have gone through. And we want you to feel comfortable talking about it, to know that there are people there to listen, to help support you, and to give you options so that there is a safe space to talk about this. And most importantly, that nobody's ever alone.
I think suicide has touched pretty much everybody's lives. Is that something you can relate to through a family or friend?
Unfortunately, and to this day, I think for every single day, my sister died of a drug overdose. We'll never know. Was it intentional or accidental? My mother wants to think it was accidental. Doctors think at the dose level, it probably wasn't. But I've lived with understanding that people suffer from depression, anxiety. I've had other family members who have had serious mental health issues. None of us likes to talk about it, but until we help people understand that it's like cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure. Every family has people touched by mental illness, and we need to not have somehow this stigma that's attached to it. We need to help people know it's normal in the sense it touches everybody and that there are people out there to help them.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell taking part in the Out of the Darkness Community Walk at Eastern Michigan University, Friday, September 29th. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for all you do.